Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
Tom Sawyer's Victor Kilo 4 Alpha Oscar Golf. Silent Key, February 12. Tom was born in Victoria in 1917 and attended school firstly in Alexandria, then moved to Melbourne where he completed his schooling. Tom studied radio with Footscray Technical School and also with the Wireless Institute of Australia. One of his first jobs was with Firth Brothers Radio Factory. Tom then completed an apprenticeship as an aircraft engineer in Melbourne. Tom served with the RAAF during the Second World War and was attached to the RAF in Britain, where he worked on many aircraft, including Lancaster bombers. Victor Kilo 4 Alpha Oscar Golf went on to work for Qantas and TAA in the aviation industry and was highly respected in that field. He was also a very accomplished pianist and entertained many throughout the years. He had an extensive repertoire of musical numbers that he played from memory. He also played with the Hot Gossips at the Crown Hotel in Cairns in the 1970s. Tom obtained his amateur radio licence in 1936 and was issued the call sign VK3OG. Tom operated using this call sign until war was declared and all amateur radio equipment impounded. At the end of the war, Tom returned to Melbourne and retrieved his radio equipment and started operating again. He held the call signs VK3OG, VK3AOG, VK2AOG, and finally, VK4AOG. Tom was a talented CW operator and a regular on early morning nets in far north Queensland. Tom will certainly be sadly missed by all his many friends, not only in the amateur radio fraternity, but also the aviation industry, music circles, and of him holding court at the coffee shop in Smithfield, Cairns, where many a yarn was told over coffee. Rest in peace, Tom Sawyer's Victor Kilo 4 Alpha Oscar Golf, another silent key.
From originating station VK4WIA, this is Q News with today's highlights from the Sunshine State.
Welcome to Q News from VK4WIA. I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Our news has been full of bad news from the southern states in what has become their fire season. Whilst we Queenslanders look at the skies for rain, other parts of the continent are suffering too. But over the past few months, the pictures of floods and snow in the northern winter have been an incongruous contrast to the wide brown land. It was news from the north via Southgate Amateur Radio News that shows the worth of this hobby. In the Balkan country of Slovenia, the effects of bad weather have been catastrophic. Whilst we watch the Olympics, just a bit to the north, the Slovenian people are having to live through freezing winter times with loss of electricity and telephone services. This brings us to the ham help part of the story. Apart from maintaining repeater services in these conditions, the local amateurs have set up repeater linking using the proven EchoLink software. This is an unsophisticated approach to critical incident support, and a great example of the KISS principle in action. Congratulations to all those involved and best wishes for the future. What strikes me is, if the situation is reversed, that is, if we Aussies had to survive in similar conditions, could we accomplish what the Slovenian hams have done? I know from experience if the lights go out, so does the cell phone and internet. Can we keep the repeater system working, and would we be pragmatic enough to all adopt simple linking solution like EchoLink? I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Ingham and far north Queensland, it can be heard on 7070 kHz following the WIA national news at 9 a.m. local time Sunday mornings. I'm Felix Sherry, VK4FUQ.
News from the Border Rangers Amateur Radio Club. Members of the Border Rangers Amateur Radio Club participated in an inaugural fox hunt hosted by Bob, VK4DA, and Jenny, VK4FJMP. The hunt was a drive-around hunt with the fox playing a recorded message every 5 minutes from the hide position, while hunters used various methods in tracking down the fox. The event commenced at 1600 hours yesterday, Saturday, February 15th, and concluded some 2.5 hours later with dinner at the Killarney Pub. All members reported they enjoyed the event, with Bob promising more to come. More from the Border Rangers. Listen out for us on the weekend of March 15th and 16th, as we'll be participating in the John Moyle Field Day. Final plans are yet to be made, but it's shaping up to be a wonderful event and social gathering for members of the Border Rangers Amateur Radio Club. For the Border Rangers Amateur Radio Club, and from the Amateur Radio Newsline, Ham Nation, and the other side of the world, I'm Don Wilbanks, AE5DW 73.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. On the Sunshine Coast, it's relayed on 146.825 and 146.850 at 9 a.m. I'm Gordon, VK4VP.
Hi everyone, it's Ray, VK4 Charlie Fox with news from the Redcliffe Radio Club. Last Sunday, exams for the latest group Perspective Amateurs was held at the clubhouse, and four of the five students were able to successfully obtain their full call licences, while the other student just missed out on his standard licence, but, however, was successful with his foundation licence. Well done to Steve, VK4AWJ, and his group of trainers, and to the examiners including Laurie, VK4BLE, Peter, VK4EA, and myself, who gave up their Sunday to assist. There'll be a break for a month or so, and the next course will be notified to you early in March this year. Now remember, the club will be hosting a microwave test and tune-up day starting at 9 p.m. on the 23rd of February at the Redcliffe and District's Clubhouse, McFarlane Park in Klingner Road, Kippering, UVD reference map 91 reference G1. Available on the day will be spectrum analysis up to 26 GHz, weak signal sources up to 18 GHz, return loss measurements up to 26 GHz, noise meter to 2 GHz, sweepers up to 18 GHz, and much, much more. This is your opportunity to test the 1 GHz and up projects using the right equipment, and most importantly, talking to the people who'll be there to help them drive them properly and to actually help you. We are combining the day with a 1.2 GHz shootout in the adjacent park after lunch, and even if you don't have any gear and are just slightly interested, it's worth a look to see how some of these homebrew creations actually work. The barbecue will be fired up for the traditional slugs and rugs, so please drop in for a look and a chat. Now, next Monday, the Tech Talk will be by Paul, Software Defined Radio. This is Paul VK4, Foxtrot Papa Papa Radio. And hopefully, with all the equipment arriving, he'll be there next Monday night at 7:30. Now, planning for the Moyle is underway, with James VK4TJF and John VK4BZ leading the charge. Charles, VK4BTC, was testing the generators and opening all the deployment boxes last Wednesday at the clubhouse to ensure all is in readiness for the event. If you wish to attend the weekend, the club will be located at the Scout Camp site at Marambong, located near Petrie. You need to contact the secretary, Roger, VK4ZLQ, via the club's website. Well, that's it for now, a very rushed news bulletin. I'm Ray, VK4, Charlie Fox from the Redcliffe and District's Amateur Radio Club, Incorporated, 73, and it's back to the VK4 News Centre.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Brisbane, it's relayed on 3605 kHz and 147 MHz at 7:30 p.m. on Mondays. I'm Bruce, VK4EHT.
G'day from the Atherton Tablelands. This is Dale, VK4DMC for the Tablelands Radio and Electronics Club, Trek in far north Queensland. The first meeting was held for the club this weekend. Items discussed were many and varied, including communication support events that the club will be involved with throughout the year. Interesting items were proudly displayed to the members present, including recently completed kits and other radio-related trivia. Just a reminder about the special award commemorating the 100 years of amateur radio in VK4 is available to those who work the VK4XQA call sign, which will be operated by club members over the next 6 months. Details about the XQA award are available in the text edition of the WIA News. Well, that's your lot for this week. Once again, don't forget to visit the Trek website at www.treclub.org.au for club information and news. This has been Dale, VK4DMC, and you are listening to the WIA News. Travel well.
Across Queensland, from Victor Kilo 4 Whiskey India Alpha, you're tuned to Q News. In the Townsville region, you can hear this news on the Victor Kilo 4 Romeo Alpha Tango and Victor Kilo 4 Whiskey India Tango radio systems, 146.7 MHz, right after the WIA National News. On behalf of the Tarkadian retransmit team, this is Gavin, Victor Kilo 4 Zulu Zulu.
Hello, I'm Trevor, VK4KWY for the Brisbane Area Wison Group. Brisbane Area Wison has started this year's activities with a horse endurance event at Blackbutt for the recently restarted Nanango Horse Club on the 1st and 2nd of February. The club provided checkpoint and safety communications, with 10 plus members turning out. The event consisted of a 20km ride on Saturday and 20 and 40km rides on Sunday. Saturday was a simple affair for communications, with a simplex link to a checkpoint 3km away for a strapper call. This was manned by Mark, VK4FNWR. Sunday started with before daylight activities, including setting up a portable repeater prior to 5am ride start. From a communication perspective, the event went without a hitch. No horses were lost and no riders were injured, even with a few being thrown from the saddle. Unfortunately, many contestants of the 20km ride on Sunday paced themselves too fast and was disqualified for finishing early when they spent 30 to 45 minutes waiting in sight of the stewards at the finish line. For half the field, this was a tough lesson in pacing themselves and the horse, which of course is the main point of a 20km endurance training event. The only injury associated with the whole event was myself, VK4KWY, cycling back down the rail trail to Moore, crashing at about 9km in the rail trail from Blackbutt. I'm currently recovering well with a few stitches and bruises. Events coming up for Brisbane Area Wison that require operators are on the 15th and 16th of March, the Kuya Horse Endurance Event. Contact David, VK4DCG, if you want to volunteer or require any further information. We'll be using 146.525 Simplex until the portable repeater is running on 147.150 with a positive offset. This is a dog-friendly event. On the 18th to the 21st of April, which is the Easter weekend, we have the Imbal Horse Endurance event. Again, if you're interested in assisting in this event, please contact David, VK4DCG. On the 3rd and 4th of May, we have a foot run on Mount Mee. Just a reminder to all club members that on the 17th of February at 19:30 hours, we have our general meeting. Visitors, of course, are welcome. Thank you. This is Trevor, VK4KWY, for the Brisbane Area Wison Group.
Hi, this is Richard, VK4RY, President of the Sunshine Coast Amateur Radio Club. We're looking forward to seeing you here at the 2014 WIA National Conference.
Q News. We've reported. You decide.